Are you struggling with productivity and balance in your life? This show is going to teach you family, financial, and freedom goals. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Status Life with Lita on Business Radio X. I'm the host of the show, Derek Hayes. I'm here to introduce the star of our show, Miss Lita Brooks Hayes. Hello, Lita.
Hello.
I love when I say that last name.
Of course you do. It's your last name.
Yeah, that's the
we
wonderful part.
We got married.
Yes, we did. Well, before we start, Lita has been working as an interior designer for over 20 years. She's incredibly talented and has branched out and opened multiple retail stores and is now blogging and podcasting full time. If that wasn't enough, Lita is a mother of two and now two more and devotes her time to teaching others how to achieve their goals and live life to the fullest. She sums it up best in her branded hashtag, Design Your Life. We are broadcasting live today from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio and the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Status Life with Lita is brought to you by Business Radio X and the law office of Derek M. Hayes. Injured in Georgia, make the right call to 404-777-HURT. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, let's jump
in. I'm so excited about this show.
Yeah,
so I have to give it a little preface in that this was not the show that I had planned for today. We are getting ready to jump into a huge Enneagram series, but this was so necessary. I find that I do the best shows in this teaching platform about what I am going through and what is relevant to me right now. So that is why I have a guest today, and her name is Amy Whipple. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're here. And because this was a last minute, stop everything, pause the Enneagram, and how fast can you get in studio? And we sort of, because we're working together and we have so much content that we're going to unpack, Amy was so gracious and has made the drive today in the rain here in Atlanta to be in studio. We have a lot. Can you see how excited I am? Our listeners can't see, but you guys can.
Well, the studio audience right now is standing up and clapping.
Woo, that's right. Yeah. I know. There we go. There's my applause. I think I should start, and then I'm going to turn it over to you because I want you to give your credentials and really tell everyone what you do. But I want to start with how we met, because we didn't meet in a professional capacity, even though our relationship has sort of taken that turn, right?
That's right, yes.
So let's start. Girls on the Run last year.
Yes. So I coached your daughter in Girls on the Run. And so we trained girls for 20 lessons over 8 weeks to run a 5K in Atlanta with 2,000-3,000 other girls. And so your daughter participated, and this year you said, I'm coming back and I'm going to be a coach.
That's right. You said there were some open spots, but it's much more than the physical training. And that has been the most rewarding. I'm going to let you speak to the training that we as coaches go through and what we are teaching the girls each time that we're with them.
Yeah. So what's really cool about the program is you go through 20 lessons, but in these lessons, each one is about something that even we can relate to. So whether you're learning about being grateful, you're talking about friendships. Does that friend boost or do they break or do they test a friendship? So there's just all these lessons to create joyful, healthy girls, lessons that can last a lifetime. So
that's the biggest takeaway. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday I was leading the workout and it was all about strengths. Uh-huh. And they got to call out, I'm good at art, I'm good at music, I'm a good friend, I'm a good listener. These are 9, 10, and 11-year-old girls really finding their self-esteem, mm-hmm. knowing what they're good at. We've had lessons on communicating and being helpful at home, star power, and they say it, oh, my star power wasn't really activated today, and that means they're feeling kind of down, and it gives the other girls the tools to help when they see a friend that's down. So it's really, really special. Mm-hmm. And the bonus is the running. So it's really teaching them about their self-esteem, and then they get to physically run and get stronger. So we have that 5K coming up here in a few weeks. So it is coming to a close, which is bittersweet, but I've gotten just so much joy out of getting to know you, and we have two other fantastic coaches. So we did come together, not in a business capacity, but I must say, even when I first met you at the Girls on the Run race last year, just talking to you for 5 minutes, I thought, I got to work with her. You just have something so special. You have that magic incredibly smart, incredibly talented. So I want you to tell everyone, what is it that you do? And then we're going to unpack what we're doing together.
Perfect. So what I do to keep things short is I work for Lion Leadership with Lion Leadership, and I help businesses create processes so that way they can have more freedom, they can learn to automate things, train faster. So really, my whole job in what I do is built around making companies, making processes, making people more efficient in what they're doing. So that is my full-time job. However, I do spend a lot of time coaching up women, working with women, and just helping them become better versions of themselves. So it's a mix. I definitely am all in on the processes, and that's what I'm doing full time. But I have this heart for just women and being out there, getting them to live their personal best as well.
All right. Now time for me to interject something real quick.
Yes.
So of course, Lita and I are married. Now, we've talked about that already in the show. And many shows have covered that, but I met you for the first time today, just a little while ago. I've heard your name repeatedly. I've heard her talk about you in a very positive way. We've discussed everything that you two have done together. But something that she's just started as part of her connection with you is called Rise and Shine Mastermind. So before we go any further with anything else, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about that, because I hear already how much she's gained from just maybe 2 weeks now.
Do you want her to tell you why the alarm goes off at 4:30 on Fridays?
Yes.
And I get up and you hear Amy's voice from the other room.
As a very light sleeper, and I am, yes, I do hear the alarm go off. And yes, occasionally I hear you in there talking. But I would like for you to tell everybody else about Rise and Shine Mastermind.
Well, yeah, and how did that came about?
Sure.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah, so I've there's been three of us that have been doing an unofficial mastermind for 3 years now. And every week, every month, someone will say, can I join that? Can I join that? And we always say, no, it's just kind of exclusive. It's the three of us. We've always just masterminded together. And so we started thinking, what if, you know, we have all these lessons, we've been doing this. What if we tried to do this with some women and just did a beta test? And so that's exactly what we did. We didn't even have to call that many people. It was like, we put out the text. We said, listen, we're doing it at 5:15 on a Friday. It's going to be 8 weeks, and we're just going to help you clarify and get strong with your business goals, and it's going to be business focused. And we have a group, we're off and running now. It's been 2 weeks, and Lita, you said absolutely.
Yeah. And I said, all right, get on the podcast, because this is such good stuff. It is absolutely transformed, and I'm so excited to really take a lot of the principles that we're going through. And all of my listeners have been following this journey of where I came from, right? Mm-hmm. This podcast, we're in season three. So at season one, I had two retail stores, a thriving interior design business with many interior designers under me, not married. I mean, this has been unpacking my entire life, mm-hmm, week by week by week. And so now Amy also knows April Worley, April Farlow, mm-hmm, Worley Farlow, right? That's her maiden name. And you guys are connected, you know, through just different business connections, yes, that we have in Athens. But and I'm only bringing that up because April did a podcast with me about the business pivot at the time that I was switching gears and my store had closed and then the other one had caught fire. So I was just in this huge transition period. So jumping forward, I have pivoted, but now I found myself kind of flailing. We've talked about the summer of yes, taking the time off, the work-life balance. And it was not until we started unpacking some of this through the Rise and Shine Mastermind that I realized just how flailing I really was. It extremely, extremely eye-opening. So you told what you do. We've talked about the Rise and Shine Mastermind. So now we've got to jump into, all right, what should we talk about? The goals? Where's the jump off
point?
Well,
I want to add one little point too,
okay,
about the Rise and Shine Mastermind. We were actually talking about it on the way in today, and the word I used was accountability. It's created an accountability group for you all as women and business, mm-hmm, leaders, owners, entrepreneurs to hold each other accountable in many ways, mm-hmm, setting those goals and then following up on, did you do this? Did you do that?
Yeah,
so
and I think that's great.
Important. I know. Yeah. That's been huge for me because I didn't have anyone holding me accountable.
Well, you're not a procrastinator. Let me step in real quick.
No.
It was more about too many other things on your plate.
Well, yes. And it took Amy and I to step outside of the Rise and Shine Mastermind and do a private call where she helped me unpack all that time. But I want to stop with accountability because that's huge. My brain is going like crazy right now. That's why I said, where are we going to jump off? Amy, I want you to talk because your husband became your accountability partner. But I think that's huge because my husband's sitting on the show. And this may be the role that he sits in for me because Rise and Shine's only 8 weeks. Yes. So at the end of that, either I'm going to call you every night at 7:30 for accountability or Derek's going to have to help me. So,
yeah.
Or I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Yeah. We'll both do it.
So one of the things that in each year I think of, or as you're going through the year, I think of a word that I'm like, this is going to be my word for the year. And this past year, it was traction. And I'm like, I need to get traction. And so how am I going to do that? And my husband, he is the perfect example of keeping the main thing, not putting too many things on his plate and staying so focused on where he's going. And it's kind of to the point where it's almost annoying just because of how disciplined he is and how much traction he makes. And so it was a joke. I said, I'm actually going to run everything by you that I think I'm going to say yes to. And I just want to hear what you will say. And we have kept true for now 11 months, however long we've been doing it. And now I'm already thinking, oh my gosh, she would totally say no. Now, I think that sounds funny to have someone saying that, but I needed those guardrails to really get traction. And I think, so that's how it started, is just him saying, anything you do, I'm just going to run it by you to say, is this on task or off task? And half the time as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, this is so off task. Why am I even bringing it to his attention? So
I love that. Derek?
Can I say no to you at any point?
No.
I didn't think so.
I told him I would listen and I would not. Like, I yeah. really did say I and would that, not put it on my plate. Like, I wanted to be disciplined and just, hey, do you think I should join this group? Do you think I should be part of this? And it would be like, no, that's no. But then the things that were really going to grow me with my goals, he was like, absolutely. So what we've started to unpack now in our mastermind is thinking about you have a family goal, you have this freedom goal of how much freedom you want to have, and then you also have this financial goal. So now I'm really trying to get in the guardrails for traction to say, is this aligning with my financial, my freedom, my family? But then is this way off task? And Ben is also going to help me with that. So there you have it. That's kind of what I've been running by.
So I'm going to unpack it for myself. Again, okay. What I had said, all the listeners are following this journey. So I'm in the pivot. I have the summer of yes. It's only supposed to be 3 months. We're trickling into the seventh month where I have yet to truly. Now, I made the decision. I was very decisive. I want to really choose the writing and the podcasting and the Status Life with Lita platform for my 100% focus. I'm going to put interior design down for a little while. I know I'll go back to that, but I'm definitely going to put retail down in a big way and really streamline more of the online marketplace and the blog and the podcast. Okay, so I've got this vision. I've got that. Mm-hmm. That's the entrepreneur side. What I was 100% lacking was, how am I going to get there? Mm-hmm. And so we get in Business Mastermind. Those three goals were really hard for me to write. That's what you started with.
Correct.
I should say that. You said, all right, we're going to take three. And mm-hmm. I had an accounting project that I was working on. And I had I want to launch the blog, which mm-hmm. my deadline came and went, mm-hmm. right? That was supposed to, we're now in mid-November. So because I had no accountability, I missed that deadline. And there was one more that was podcast related and just setting up some shows and just getting more organized. Okay, with those things, it was Tuesday and you're holding us accountable to do homework. And you looked at me, happened to be, we saw each other at Girls on the Run, and you said, how's it going? I said, it's not. Amy, I haven't done the first thing. I wrote those goals last Friday. I haven't done one thing of one goal, not even step one. Mm-hmm. And yet I've been busy every moment of every day. So we got on a private call separate from Girls on the Run because we're really busy when we're there. And you helped me unpack with that terminology. What is your financial goal? What is your lifestyle goal? And talked about buffer time. I've never heard the groceries, the doing the laundry, the checking emails. That all has to be built in, but you have to be very intentional about it. My buffer time was probably 80 to 90%. That's where my time was. All my volunteer activities, all, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go run. I'm going to cook dinner. I'm going to go to my Bible study. I'm going to study for my Bible study. It's like I had this extremely fulfilled life, and yet none of it was goal-focused on my career.
Yeah, and that's, and I think that's what often, and I think I kind of went through a similar thing where I just, I'm so busy. And then that was when it's like, well, what are you doing with your day? And I think I said that. I said, tell me what you're doing in your day. And you started listing it out.
It was busy every minute.
It was completely packed.
Yep.
And we talked about this in our mastermind of, and this comes out of 12-week year. This is not something that I have come up with, but they really talk about making sure you have that 3-hour strategic window where you can take away the phone, take away the distractions, and have time to work on strategy for your vision. And then there's also where you're building in these buffer times to say, you know, this is when I'm going to make doctor's appointments and do these things. A lot of times we're worrying about all those little things right in the morning when that's our highest peak of productivity. And so it's really being intentional on when are we doing those administrative tasks, when are we doing our strategic tasks, and how are we also putting in some time for fun, because I think sometimes people can be not have that balance as well.
So it's like listening in, and of course not being part of the Rise and Shine Mastermind, it's almost as if you're trying to eliminate the distractions.
Oh, yes.
Again, I go back to the word procrastination. That's not the issue. It's more about distractions. And many of those are necessary evils. You know, you got to run the errands. You got to do the things around the house. You got to take care of the kids. All those are, you know, things that bring you joy in different ways, but it does hinder the ability to reach and obtain those goals as a distraction. So it's a matter of managing that time much better than you are programmed to do.
What was funny, Amy looked at me in this conversation, and when we're talking about this big 3-hour block of strategic time, and she said, "Don't get on the phone." And I'm like, "Do you know me? Do you have a micro?" I mean, that is the worst thing. And it's not that I'll get on it and play a game, and I don't FaceTime very often. I'll get on it and talk. I am such an extrovert. I am such a people person that if it's been an hour and I'm at home and it's quiet, I got to call somebody. I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to call my best friend. I'm going to call Derek. What are you doing? I'm being an attorney. I'm really busy. I'm in it. Okay. Just haven't talked. I need another adult. And I know that that's something when you said, go put the phone in another room and at the end of your time. But that little tiny trick, I have been more productive on Wednesday and Thursday. I have gotten more done in 2 days after thinking about it with intention and blocking it off. Okay, I'm going to do an hour and a half on launching the blog and uploading photos and uploading content. I'm going to do an hour and a half on that accounting project. I'm going to take an hour and do that buffer time. It was, and don't do anything else. And I held to it. And that huge accounting project is now all organized. I've got more. I'm not done. But I mean, I could not believe switching my mindset from just, oh, I have a whole day, I'll get all this done. I didn't get anything done ever. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I hope that my listeners are like hearing this and the light bulbs are going off, because this has absolutely transformed everything that I'm doing. Everything.
Well, speaking of taking a break, this is a perfect time now to take a break. And we'll be back.
I can't wait to come back. We got so much more.
We'll be back shortly to pick back up with the conversation.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Lita here. I want to share an opportunity for all my listeners to become a part of the show. As you know, the Status Life with Lita podcast is a teaching podcast. I take all of life's big topics, such as stress, marriage, divorce, co-parenting, weight loss, living a healthy lifestyle, entrepreneurship, parenting, and grief. I've also taught the difference between an interior designer and a decorator, design trends, and how to make a house a home. If you listen to any or all the shows and you have a story to tell, I want to hear it. Please go to Status Life with Lita on Facebook or Instagram, give the page a like, and send me a direct message about how the information in the podcast helped you. Each person whose story gets shared on the podcast will receive a $50 Visa gift card. I will contact you personally to let you know you've been chosen and to get your address to mail the card. I love my listeners, and now it's time for you to become a part of the show. I have a second chance to win. If you have an idea for a show topic I have not yet covered, you can also submit an entry for a chance to win. If chosen, you will receive a $25 Visa gift card. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I can't wait to read your stories.
Hello, everyone. As a listener of the Status Life with Lita podcast, you already know I'm attorney Derek Hayes. I've been practicing law in the state of Georgia now for over 26 years. My firm specializes in cases involving personal injury, catastrophic injury, nursing home abuse, and any other situation where someone was injured by the negligence of others. As I've said before, if insurance companies ever resolve claims the way they should, I'd be out of a job. But I'm not worried about that happening. Did you know insurance adjusters are trained to pay you as little as possible to protect their company's bottom line? They say they're genuinely concerned about you, but really the goal is to settle the claim with you for far less money than you deserve. My job is to make sure they pay the full value of your claim and nothing less. You can speak directly with me by calling my office at 404-777-HURT, visit my website at derekmhayes.com, or check out my social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And be sure to catch my podcast, Injury Insider with Derek Hayes, wherever you enjoy your favorite podcast. I look forward to speaking with you. Well, welcome back. I know we just laid a very good foundation before that break about what Amy's here to do and the steps that Lita's taken in her own career and life. So today is Friday. We happen to be recording on a Friday. And I know you had one of the Rise and Shine Mastermind meetings this morning.
Yes.
And you took a lot away from that because we talked about it all the way here. So I'll let you take over. And
she's just got my wheels turning.
And catch us up with what today is.
So last Friday... And it just helps to see it. So that's the biggest teaching point. If you guys are getting all of this mastermind in this condensed podcast today, last week we wrote out the three goals, which was very interesting because I have a lot of goals. But what Amy really got me to focus on are what are the top three? What are just on paper in black and white that I want assistants being accountable with? Okay, so that was the first thing. And then there was follow-ups throughout the week, and that's where we talked on Tuesday, and she needed to follow up with me on Wednesday. By the end of the week, I'm rocking solid. I got that down, and now I'm organized, and now we're moving forward. So today, Amy, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you unpack a little bit more of the clarity that we worked on those three specific goals.
Yeah, so today Hope and I titled it Clarity. And basically we were saying, okay, if these are our goals, we want to start and figure out where do these women want to go? So let's take a look at where do you want to go? And so we did this exercise. We did the future you, and we talked about close your eyes and just picture yourself knocking on your front door and coming through. And with 3 years, you know, what is this future you doing? How long are you working? This is how old your kids are. And so we kind of took you through this visualization to really say, what is it that it looks like, feels like, who am I in 3 years?
Even where do I live?
Yes.
You know, some people, I love our home and I don't see myself anywhere else, but that was interesting because someone may want a different residence.
Yes.
That was
Did anything cool. come out of it for you with the future you?
Oh, I saw my new kitchen with my new counters.
Wait. We haven't talked about that.
And
we haven't talked about that yet.
I know. Because it's in my visualization.
What about business side of things?
I just saw myself with a better balance. I opened the door with a big, shiny, bright smile. I just saw the better self-care, so I saw myself not so stressed, and it just felt like balance. That okay. was the visualization. Part of it was sit on the couch with yourself and kind of talk, and
yes.
I just had a wiser, happier, because more balanced future Lita.
Yeah, so then what we did is we said, okay, now let's back it up to, instead of 3 years, let's look at 1 year out. So let's take 1 year out, and let's just write down for a minute. I think we took a minute and we said, you know, what does that look like for your family? You know, because you might be telling yourself in that narrative, like, I need to work 40 hours. But then is that the goal that you want for your family? Or maybe, so it just depends. So we kind of looked at, like, what is it, the goal for your family? What is that going to look like? What is, you know, that financial goal, and we want you to write it down. So I think that shocked a lot of people, because they're like, oh, I just kind of bill and wherever I get is where I am. And so we had everybody write that down. And then we also had them write down this freedom goal of, do you want to be working 60 hours a week, or do you want to be working 20? Because I think sometimes people are willing to sacrifice finance. They're willing to go after a financial goal and sacrifice on the family side, and they're willing to sacrifice on the freedom side. But then there's some people that they have to figure out that balance. And I think it's easy to look at everybody around and saying, well, what are they doing? Or this is what they're doing, or this is what has worked for them. But we actually had to turn it back to you guys to say, no, think of your life and your family and where you're at. Because, right, family and freedom look different when you have a newborn versus when you have teenagers versus when you have kids that are out of the house. And so you have to be able to look at the state that you're in right now and say, what in 1 year, because this is going to be my guardrail that's going to tell me yes or no for where I'm going in the decisions I'm making and the goals that I'm putting in place. Is this helping me get to these three things that I want to accomplish? So that's kind of a little bit of what we did. So yeah, if you're at home, if you just take a sheet of paper and write down family, write down finance, and then write down freedom and see what does that look like. But then we took it one step further, didn't we? We said,
yes.
Okay, now let's identify, where are you at right now, and how are you going to get there? Now, we're going to unpack that in the future weeks, because we're actually going to, you guys will have to write out the steps to, if you are saying this is your freedom number, or this is your finance number, or this is what you want to appear like to your family, or be, show up for your family like, then we have to make sure our schedule and our day are all pointing towards that, along with our vision, which then we started to clarify, what is it that we can tell people in one sentence, that, like, where are we going this next year? Who do we serve? And so I know there's a lot going on. So go ahead. I'll hand
no,
over.
But do you listening? I hope you guys are going, wow, it's incredibly powerful to do these exercises and to write it down. So what my life looked like 7 months ago was completely different. 2022, it has completely turned me upside down, where I went from 100% family. Give me the three categories.
Family, finance, and freedom.
Zero freedom. I would say finance would be 80, mm-hmm. and family would have been 20. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just 100. And I kept saying, I'm a hamster. I mean, all these things I've even talked about on the show, it was just all about my career. And I made it a point to do everything I could possibly do for my kids, but I was exhausted. And mm-hmm. hence why we've done a whole series on burnout, because I just really came out of it. So my point is, I always use myself, because to do these exercises and to say, okay, this is where I came from, this is where I'm at now financially, and this is where I want to be. I mean, you can do a bar graph on me, you know, up, down, up, down. And it's so important, because it's actually giving me clarity. It's not just blindly going into a whole new venture, and it just happens to be the end of the year here. We're taping in November, but this could be the middle of the year. This could be June. And if you're struggling or flailing and you need to get back on track, do these exercises. I cannot stress it enough. It is just transforming everything I'm doing with my vision and my goals.
Well, it's a matter of bringing some sort of organization to what could be chaos. And our 2022 has been very chaotic, from the fire that took out the business mm-hmm. and my law firm, to planning the wedding and your dad's health and all the things that we've dealt with through the year. You needed that refocus. You needed to be able to eliminate the chaos and get back on a structured approach to eliminating the hamster wheel.
But I didn't know how to get structured until now. That's been the biggest key.
And I think one of the things too is I do love 12-week year. Brian Moore, if you haven't read that book, it's great, because it talks you through, think of each year as 12 weeks. And so you make shorter goals that bring you through 12 weeks, and then you reset, like it's the end of the year, and then you start another cycle. But you keep three goals, you keep them very focused, very specific, and you talk through how you're going to get there. But I think for us as women, you know, even 12 weeks, it's like, okay, let's shorten this a little bit to 8 weeks, because I think sometimes we're naturally going to just crush through some of these things and get them accomplished, but being able to know that there's an end, like I need to finish this, because I think sometimes we think of the whole entire mm-hmm. year, and then by, you know, by the middle of June, we don't even remember what we wrote down. But this, when you keep three goals within a short period of time, it really makes change.
So you had told me, and I want you to say it on air, that there are some very specific things that you do at the end of the year. So whether it's at the end of a 12-week cycle or whether it truly is the end of the year, speak to that, because it's
yeah,
really
so
neat.
At the end of 12 weeks and in our mastermind, one of the things that we'll look at is, I call it letters of resignation. And so I will do a time audit, which we'll be getting into, but you have to write down and you have to show it to your partner. So one time Ben was like, he's an auditor, right? He's an accounting professor. So he said, I want you to write down everything that you're involved in for an entire month and how many hours go to that activity. And I had over, I want to say it was 35 or 40 hours of ministry community work that I like handed him the paper and said, here it is. And he looked at it and he's like, no wonder why you're not getting anything done. And so that year I had, or after those 12 weeks, I had resigned from three things. And I wrote those letters. And I remember I was so scared. I was like, go press send on the computer. And he hit send, send, and send. And now it's really great because I don't have as many things on my plate. But when I say no, and like, I'll come this year, I'll do the same thing and I'll resign from what's not serving me. A lot of times I say, you know, if it is not like a heck yes, it is a no. And so you really have to look at each thing you're involved in and make sure it's still serving you. Because once again, that all of these things, family changes, you know, the stages of life. And so sometimes people are, women especially, they just hold on to things for so long. And what was crazy is when I said no, everyone was just like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
That was it.
Probably means more to you. And I think a lot of people get that, you know, leaving, oh, you're going to disappoint someone, right?
Yeah.
What are they going to do without me? Or no one could do this as well as I could. We tell ourselves all these things. But
yeah,
in actuality, I mean, I feel like that about the retail store. Like, it was just this horrible, monumental, the community's never going to forgive me. And it's kind of come and gone, you know, on to the next.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not as important as you think it is in the moment.
Correct. And another thing that I do too to keep me really focused is I create a hashtag for a year long. But every year I come out and I tell my people my word, and it's a thing. Like, now people will ask me, Amy, what's your hashtag for this year? And it's been different things. I was kind of looking at my notes. One year it was fly me out. I remember I was really frustrated in business and I'm like, you watch, someone's going to fly me out to something. And it was like, fly me out, you know, and then December I had flown out to a job. And then the next year I was like, I need to get in the word. And so that's when I really did reading through the Bible, doing a whole activity. The next year it was say yes to a mic. I knew I wanted to speak more, do more. Basically anytime someone said yes or said get on a mic, I had to say yes. And so that was my hashtag. And then last year was traction. So I think it's cool. Like, I don't know if you have a word this year that comes to mind, but what is it that's going to center you for the whole year to stay strong on?
I'm really going to have to think about 2023. I feel like it's going to be something. I'm going to think of the right word, but my brain goes to, you know, new endeavors, new beginnings, that kind of thing. Cause I'm launching, I'm going into a whole new career path, new goals, new financial goals, new balance, new everything, new self-care. I mean, I'm on the cusp of change for mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know very specifically, and this had a huge part to play in closing the big retail store, but my word for the year for 2022 was peace. Because in 2021, it was focus. And you hear, that was the hamster wheel. That was the stress. That was the 90-hour a work week and 90% focused on the finances and, you know, it was all encompassing and not in a healthy way. I did not have any kind of balance that was healthy for me. And I just so desperately wanted 2022 to be peace. Mm-hmm. And I got exactly what I wanted. You know, I'm finishing out 2022. I was able to take 6 months off. I'm very grateful for that. I'm able to pour into my kids and slowly, you know, take the steps to really launch Status Life with Lita the way that I want it, and have time to do this, mm-hmm. and really write the goals and do it step by step, as opposed to throwing it all together and just figuring it out as I go. I think that's how I did 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I opened with
and maybe
status.
Your word or something might be around even like slowing down. Like, remember how
yes.
this morning we talked about we talked about enjoying the beauty of becoming, right? Because so many of us so often want to say, I want to be like that, but we forget, like, those people that are like that have crafted it for a long time. And so what's going to be really cool is for you, this will be humbling because you're used to being an expert in the field. You're used to being top in class, but you are now entering a little bit of a new territory. Mm-hmm. And there's that fire hose effect that's coming in. And there's this ego, you know, I always say starting a new job is like an ego check because you're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea how to do this. So I think for you, it's going to almost be slowing down, but then embracing and enjoying that change.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Derek, I want to know what yours is.
Well, I'm going to run out to the car real quick. I'll be back.
Yeah, let's put you in the hot spot.
Hates the hot seat.
See,
and
that's
yet
just
he's
the,
what?
Every single show, at some point, I'm in the hot seat. Every one of them.
Because.
Well, let's,
because.
You married me.
Yes, I know.
I
yes.
made you do a wheel.
Yes, yes. I was going to talk about that.
He's skirting his word of the year. Okay, what was your word of the year for 2022?
Lita.
No.
Okay. Probably for 2022, you know, I guess if I had to have created a word to go into the year, it probably would have been balance.
Simply
because balance is one of those things
I
struggle with the career, with family, with friends, with any and everything I try and do. It's difficult to maintain that balance. You know, being an attorney, you have deadlines, you have lots of pressure from the day-to-day work, and it can create a havoc in your balance.
I had coming into your life, we sat down, and I say I because it was me, I prompted this. We sat down and wrote out the week because we had to build in time for Derek to be home for dinner. He will work
70 hours easily.
Easy. I mean, he rarely leaves his office before 9 or 10 at night, getting home at 10 or 11, which is very late. Most nights I'm already in bed. He's not seeing the kids. It had to say Sunday night we have family dinner. Monday night. Okay, Tuesday night I won't say a word. I will plan on you not being here. But we went every single day of the week and it has worked. That has been very transformative.
A structured
for us.
Calendar.
We both thrive on that. Okay. Don't even ask to see me tonight. I get to work late tonight. Okay. You know. But that has helped our marriage and us as a couple. So anyways, I like that you picked that because you do struggle with that.
Yes, very much so. Well, before you and I even started dating, my routine was that I worked Monday through Friday, usually, as you said, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and then I would go home and I had my kids. My kids were with me and I would get them fed and get homework checked, and then I would go back and sit at my desk about midnight and work till about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then get back up and do it all over again. And I would usually, on Sundays, at least go to my office physically for a little while to go through emails and get ready for Monday. But I've eliminated a lot of that Sunday work.
Yeah,
I'll still get on the computer on the weekend just to check and make sure there's not anything that's pressing. But nonetheless, it's a different approach to a time schedule to have that structure.
Sure.
So balance is still something I struggle with. It's tough. If I had to pick a word for 2023, growth, maybe.
Oh,
and growth would cover a lot of things. Physical, spiritual, work, relationship, all those things are encompassed in the word growth.
Now I'm going to say, if you try to measure everything, nothing will matter. So you have to pick the three. You got to kind of narrow it down.
Three areas of growth.
Well, okay. Three areas of growth, but three goals. So you could be in our mastermind.
You could. I know.
I have a mastermind? So wait.
All right. We got to jump into the wheel.
Yeah.
I know we're getting real short on time, but this was a really interesting exercise that Amy brought to us. We also had producer Mike, who's here. He hasn't been on, but he is in studio with us today, and she brought one for each of us. Amy, tell us about this wheel and what we did and what this means.
Yeah, so what I like to do with people is I like to just sometimes say, let's take an inventory of where you're currently at, because sometimes people have no idea what's even off until they see this wheel and they're able to look at it. So what we're looking at is there's a wheel. It's divided into 10 parts. Do you want to go around and
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a suggestion. Why don't we do this? Why don't you mention it's a scale of 1 to 10. Okay. And as you said, the different categories are there, and we don't necessarily have to say what we scored ourselves. Maybe we do, maybe we don't, but
Derek won't say.
Well, we could say what our weakest of those categories may be and what our strongest of those categories may
sure.
be. And everybody at home listening, you can write down these, you said 10, is it
yeah.
a total of 10? 10 different categories. And as you do that, then just write the number 1 through 10 mm-hmm. out beside the category.
Okay. First category, finances. Where do you fall? 1 through 10. Intimate relationship, physical health and body, spiritual health, emotional health, career and mission, contribution, fun and excitement, family and friends.
Great. And does anyone have a perfect wheel that's going to roll along across this desk right now?
No, you would crash horribly if you were on my wheel.
Yeah, you're going to have a few bumps and bruises and other kinds of things with mine.
Amy, how does yours look? You didn't bring yours, but I know you've done this.
I haven't done it. Well, I'll do it. I'll do it coming up, but
okay.
I haven't. I brought my one from quite a while ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say, so then I'll take a look at this and I'll say, okay, where are some things that are really strong, which is great, right? Because those are hopefully bringing you joy. But then where are the pieces, too, that you might want to improve upon or make a goal?
So mine's interesting at this exact point, which we've talked a lot about, because my fun and excitement and my family and friends are a 10, but mm-hmm. yet that's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my nonprofit work, my coaching, my Bible study, my running with the girls. I had dinner with all my girlfriends who are my bridesmaids this week. I'm in it. I'm having mm-hmm. so much fun. It's been the summer of yes. And yet my consistent growth, my finances, and my career and mission are my lowest ones. But that's my pivot. That's where I'm trying to say, okay, I'm spending too much time on the fun, and I know that. And there is grace in that for me, too. I'm not shaking my finger at myself. I needed that. That is part of the burnout healing. But now, I bet if I do this in 6 months, it's going to look a lot different. Mm-hmm. My family and friends and fun and excitement are going to come down,
mm-hmm.
even though I won't lose that, but it's got to not be a 10. And my career mission, growth, and finances are all going to be a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing, and that's what this is all about, is getting me to that balance.
Let's mm-hmm. go back to that. The word balance, it's a matter of trying to make that wheel run smoothly, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct. And I think often, too, there's this idea, and it can happen, but can women have it all? Can everybody have it all? And there's always something, if you really get honest and real,
yeah.
there's something has to give, right? Something has mm-hmm. to give. If you have this amazing career or you're a celebrity, like something had
yeah.
to give.
You have dishes in the sink
exactly.
if you have an amazing career, okay? You just do. Your bed's
yes.
not made. I mean, there is something. Yes.
Yes. And so I think there's always, so I think, what about, how is your wheel look, Derek?
So, all right, and I'm not going to be alone in this. Mike, you're going to have to turn your mic on here in a second because, you know, it's not fair that I'm getting ganged up on again as the only
you're
guy
not.
Here. But I did say that my weakest category is physical health and body.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it suffers because of the amount of time and effort I put into work, the lack of time and dedication to exercise and some of those things that have been a very big part of my life in the past have kind of tapered off as the career goals have stepped up. And as a business owner, there's not really much downtime ever, period. Mm-hmm. You're always on. And then I would say strengths, fun and entertainment, contributions, and finances were thankfully among the highest that I graded on mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Mike.
No, Mike's.
Sorry. My microphone's not working. I'm just going to defer to Derek, because I've noticed when Derek's put through the ringer over the years, him and I pretty much align on a lot of things.
You do. You do. We've got both of you in better health. Everybody stopped drinking soda. Yep. I mean, so,
I'm Derek's wheel.
Okay. All right.
That's fun. Yeah, so it's all about being able to get honest and real, because there's one guy, Vincent Publisi. He is a author, and he talks, and I had dinner with him the other day, and he was like, that's a you problem. And so I think it's kind of important to really look at your wheel and really see, like, which ones of these are a me problem that I can shift and I can change. And so I think it's just being aware. Sometimes we don't take a lot of time to sit down and to self-assess ourselves, right? We're really good at bossing everyone else around and telling everyone else what they should do. But when we actually turn to ourselves and have to honestly grade ourselves and see where we're at and see which one of these are a me problem, right? Because it's easy to be like, oh, well, that person is well, look at what you're doing. Like, that's a you problem, because you're choosing to have by, you know, like, you're choosing these things. And so it's really just it keeps you honest when you look at it.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm stepping into something I don't want to here, but you and your husband, I know, have done this will before. You mm-hmm. mentioned that earlier. Have you ever taken his will and done it for him and have him do your will?
You know, I think we did do that. Because, yes, we actually did, because I printed out blank ones. And I said, the first time I showed it to him, I said, this is where I'm at. And he was like, really? He's like, this is where I would grade you.
Yeah.
And so,
that's why I asked that question.
We did do that.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows you better than your spouse, your partner in life? And with that being said, I would be curious to see how.
Oh, I'm going over yours in red.
Lord. I did open a can of worms.
I'm going to take a red pen. I'm going to grade you.
What one thinks is balance, like what I may think is balance, he's not seeing as balance. So we do have guidelines of, I like to write at night and do a lot of my process work at night. But I can only do it 2 evenings a week.
Sure.
And so we've actually, because of this, we've put some guardrails in where it's like, okay, here's what we're going to agree to for, you know, we're going to have 3 date nights a month. We're going to, you know, make these times intentional. So I think that's actually, that is a really good exercise.
See, I did throw something
good in there. The intentional, that it just, everything about it. It works for me, especially for someone who's such a visionary and such an entrepreneur. And I'm thinking, here, I'm doing the right thing. Okay, I'm going to the gym 3 mornings a week. I'm in a Bible study. That's all mind, body, so that's all self-care, right? And yet, I have completely pulled away from the revenue-based mm-hmm. streams. So even looking at it, where I'm thinking, I couldn't do that before. It's almost like I went from one extreme to the other. But the accountability, these lessons, looking at it, that has been the absolute most transformative and the most eye-opening. Mm-hmm. So finding an accountability partner, I went to dinner, I said, with my girlfriends, and I was sharing some of this stuff, and they all have different careers, and they said, oh, that's what everyone is lacking. I remember one of my girlfriends said, I'll watch 3 Netflix episodes just because my husband's at work, and I mm-hmm. wish I was, it's not that I don't have things to do. I just wish someone was there to hold me accountable. So mm-hmm. I wish everyone had an Amy. I really, really do. And I hope there's a huge takeaway from this. I want you to share your social media. I want you to share where my listeners can find you, because I hope that you get flooded with people that say, help me, help me, help me.
Before we do that, can I call a quick timeout? Because I do want to emphasize one thing that you and I spoke about on the way here this morning, and that is the elevator statement. The elevator statement about how you, if you meet
All right,
somebody
Amy,
in the
explain
elevator.
Explain it. I know we're wrapping
up.
Yes.
Time,
okay. So,
to me, that was
so
huge.
Real quick, clarity was the lesson today. And so, a lot of times, I like to say it's this vomit where you ask someone what they do and they just vomit for 2 minutes and go on and on. And then I do this. And so, what we tried to do is get really clear with, who do we offer services to, and what pain point do we serve? So we talked about, Lita, do you remember yours that you wrote down? I know this is the homework that you have this week, but can you state a statement?
And the purpose was, if you meet somebody on an elevator and they say to you, so what do? You
yes.
want to make it very clear, concise, and communicate as effectively as you can.
Yes.
What you
and
did.
You did a really nice job. So do you want to?
So wait.
Yeah. I was like, that would
but
pass.
But his is simple.
But that's what I said, that's, though. You know, if you're a dentist, okay, I work on people's teeth. If you're a podiatrist, I work on people's feet.
Correct.
If you're a pediatrician, that's a very easy statement to give. Well, I'm a personal injury attorney. I represent people that have been injured in any kind of car wreck or any situation where it's due to the negligence of someone else. I pursue the claim on behalf of them against their insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, yep. And, I mean, again, that's not
sure
as clear as it needs to be, but off the cuff, that's basically what I do.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. What?
I pulled my notes out.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lita Brooks Hayes. I help women design a life they love so that they aren't stuck in status quo.
Okay. Yeah, so you're helping
women. But it's a little vague.
And that's what we broke down.
And that's okay. This is my first stab at it. And mm-hmm. I like that you said you're still working on yours, and yours mm-hmm. is very concise.
Mm-hmm.
Say yours.
Yeah, so usually I say I help business owners write processes so they can find freedom and train employees fast.
Yeah.
That's clear. That's concise.
That's very clear.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll
get
on
there.
That.
And then I'll write it. I'll share it. You mm-hmm. know, next time I get this down, I'll put it out on my social media. So, and Derek and I, we wrote in halfway together and I said, oh, help me with this. Let's do, you know, I like the think tank. I like to talk out loud. I like to hear buzzwords. That's the way I work best in a creative mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. I like to be creative with other people. So we're going to work on that. Amy, go back to your social. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Amy in Athens is my Instagram. Amy dot in Athens.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll step in real quick. There are several different ways to spell Amy. As someone who has the name Derek, it can be spelled
perfect.
Several different ways.
A-M-Y.
Okay. The easy one.
Amy, yes. And then you can email me at awhipple@lionleadership.com. And Lion Leadership is the company in which I'm a part of.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Terrific to have you. Really appreciate that. Before we go, though, Lita, I want you to do the same thing. Tell everybody how to find you.
Yes. Yeah, so the handle is the name of the podcast, Status Life with Lita. That is my Gmail, statuslifewithlita@gmail.com. The podcast, find, like, 5-star review, and send me, I want your feedback. Send me your words of the year. Let's unpack this. It's so fun to collaborate. I told you guys, I have to have my people. I'm such an extrovert. Instagram, Status Life with Lita. Facebook, Status Life with Lita.
Very
simple.
Send questions, too. Yeah,
yes,
questions, always.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you again very much for joining us on Status Life with Lita, presented by Business Radio X, the law office of Derek M. Hayes, and Subaru of Gwinnett. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and Lita's Instagram, Status Life with Lita, so you don't miss any upcoming shows. This program and all the other shows are available in your favorite podcast apps. Until next time, for Lita Brooks Hayes, I'm Derek Hayes, and you are listening to Status Life with Lita on Business Radio X.